Hello everyone, I have some bad news. Also, welcome everyone to Midlife Madness. I'm your host as always, Brian Dash, and this is not a video. This is very sad news. To put some ease, I am not quitting, do not worry. And I plan to have some silent or story gameplays on my YouTube channel coming up soon. Please, if you're a fan of here, watch me on Midlife Madness 2.0. I had a lot of fun doing that, and I hope to have some more viewers, so we can let the madness last all day, every day, anytime you want. And you can join me in my world, in my wonderful world of madness and fantasy, which is something I find kind of poetic and very peaceful. Anything can be peaceful if you believe in it in a certain way. Like, I have more friends and the president or mayor of the Land of Madness. It's really fun. In fact, I even named my house the House of Madness. Or, if you know me, being a massive Elvis fan, probably one of his biggest fans in 2020, or biggest fan in the 2020s, I guess, so not 2020, but 2020s, I named my house after his house, Graceland. My house is not Graceland, but it is Blakeland. if you're wondering why I named it that, my real name is Blake, but I prefer to be called Brian. So if you want to talk to me, call me Brian. Or Mr. Dash. So Brian or Mr. Dash. Those are the two I like. You can call me Man of Madness. I don't care. Preferably Brian Dash or Mr. Dash, one or the other. So I will say this, though. I won't be able to make videos for a little bit, however, because my throat is screwed. My voice is changing, not permanently, but because my voice is out of whack. I'll try to do Dashy's voice. Daddy, Daddy! Yeah, see? Horrible. I'll try Foxtina's.
My name's Foxtina the Pirate Fox. Yar.
Yeah, she's a pirate, she ain't shy. I'll try, that's all I have to really do. Hold on, though, I want to try Alistair really fast. Hello! I saw your fiasco on the picture show and I just couldn't resist. What a performance! I think that's actually better than me doing Alistair, my normal voice, if you want a true opinion. But yeah, so with that, I can't do voices, and I can't do too long on video without clearing my throat. And so I won't be able to do Fright Night until probably after Halloween or a few days before, depending on when I get better. I will get it out ASAP. I think I'm already on the downswing, so I should be better soon. So, just pray for me, and I'll do my best to get back to you all ASAP. We sign off now, because it's 7:48, and I need to get up soon and take some medicine, and to get some soup. So, I'll tell you guys when I'm better, and until then, I have over 900 and something videos on my channel. I'm near 1,000. So you have multiple other channels to watch from. I highly suggest the Dashy Extended Edition, or you can watch regular Dashy. The Bite of A7, the new one and the old one, there's that there, and the original Fright Nights there too, along with other variations of Fright Night. And I have some Tony stories, Tony's Valentine's, and Tony's and Echo's Misunderstanding, which is romantic and heartwarming. So I have lots of other stories. I have some Star Fox stories. I have stories all over the channel. I have a load of Dashy shorts and Dashy Book 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, including Peace for the Princess, probably one of my favorites. Not my all-time favorite, but one of mine. And, of course, play the cutest story of all time is either A, Dashi Swimming Lessons, or Dashi Day in the Rain. And First Fight is probably one of my favorites. So I used to do that on a different channel. I don't know if it's still on there. But I used to work on a channel called Wolf Brothers. It's back up, so you get to see some plush videos on that channel too. Along with me playing the part of Brian Dash, usually being filmed. I had just that too. Thank you for watching. I'll see you all later, and thank you. I won't do my outro, or I'll do one outro. Madness never ends. We're going to keep you guys peeled there, because this was a strange one. And, of course, I will remember. If you believe in it and try your best, the sky is the limit. And, of course, if it reveals me, don't worry. I'm a workaholic with a fiction addiction, so once I get better, more stories will come. Thank you, and good night.